Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I thought traveling during the winter would be hard, but it's turned out to be really fun. There's nothing like the quiet a blanket of snow brings to the forest. And I think I've slept better in my tent-turned-snow fort than I have at any other time. I've had a wonderful time crunching through the snow and sliding down hills, too. I'm getting close to Newtree, which is a gnome town here in the hills. They're not really known for going out in the snow, but they keep an inn that's open all winter. If you're small enough to fit in their homes, they welcome visitors. But they've made a place for us taller travelers to get out of the cold, too. Gnomes are a friendly bunch, as long as you're friendly in return. And while I have enjoyed being out in nature, it is really chilly out here. It'll be nice to have a place to stay for a day or two that has a nice big fireplace inside of it. You can bet I'll be spending lots of time warming myself in front of it. I can almost taste the living room s'mores. But before I reach the inn, I hear some shuffling noises in the snow. I think someone or something is stuck in there. Whoever they are, I think they need help. So I walk over and start clearing snow. My effort reveals the top of a pointy hat. This looks like a gnome's hat. There must be a gnome stuck in the snow. I dig faster.
Somebody help me!
Almost there!
Oh! Thank you.
Are you okay? How long were you down there?
Not very long. You have great timing. I'm all right. A bit chillier than normal, but I wore an extra jacket for a reason. And my warmest hat.
I thought gnomes didn't like going in the snow.
Oh, you'd be correct. I'm the odd gnome out that way. I'm Nolan, by the way.
I'm Ryan.
Nice to meet you, Ryan. Thank you again for helping me. I dare say you may have saved my life. Now, if you'll excuse me, I really must be going.
But wait, are you sure it's safe?
Oh. Mobot, curse us not again!
I'll get you!
I don't suppose you would be up for a small adventure. I'm trying to get across those woods, but it's becoming clear I'm not going to be able to do that on my own.
Of course! I'm up for all sorts of adventures. In fact, I'm here fresh from another.
Wonderful. I am searching for the fabled Lucky Garden Gnome statue that's said to be in these woods. Because, Ryan, I need some luck.
Hopefully I didn't use all your luck by wandering in at the right moment.
Oh, don't worry. It doesn't work like that. The Lucky Garden Gnome is said to help you when you're in a tough spot. Not literally, I mean. It helps you with your problems in tiny ways.
Tiny ways?
Yeah, gnome-sized ways. But that can have a big impact.
I see. So if your problem isn't getting stuck in the snow, then, What is it? If I can ask, you don't have to tell me if it's a secret.
No, I'd be happy to share. My problem is, fitting in. I'm not like the other gnomes in my family.
How so?
I do weird things. Befriend the squirrels and hide snacks in my hat. Talk about plant grafting during dinner and bore all the guests after death and go out in the snow in the middle of winter and get stuck.
And your family doesn't do that?
No. They're all proper gnomes, with vegetable gardens or rose gardens or butterfly gardens. We're garden gnomes, after all, but this winter we had a hard time, and the stores of food are getting low. Probably fed too many treats to the squirrels. My garden is doing okay, but that's because I've been making new plants. Nothing is edible yet, though. If I spent less time messing around trying to graft branches to each other, I'd have food to share. But I don't.
And the lucky garden gnome statue is gonna help you?
Well, it sure is. We just have to find it. Every now and then, gnomes go on a quest searching for it when they need luck. I sure could use some luck.
I offer Nolan a seat on the top of my bag so that he wouldn't keep falling through the snow. He's deeply impressed with his new vantage point on the world and directs me into the woods. He doesn't explain how he knows where we should go, but he's got enough confidence that I trust him. Nolan asks if I'd be okay going off the path, and I tell him I'm fine as long as he can get us back to the town. I am informed that Nolan could get us back to the town from any point in the woods in even the deepest of blizzards. As long as I can carry him, he adds as an afterthought. While that's reassuring, I'm really glad there's only a few snowflakes floating down right now. The snow might be deep for Nolan, but it's quite manageable for me. After a brief jaunt from the path, we stop in front of a patch of gnarled thorns.
In the spring, these are beautiful rose bushes. I wish you could see them then.
Me too. But there's something pretty in how the branches spiral around.
I guess you're right. Still, we need to find a way through them.
Is it too long to go around?
Unfortunately, yes. There are a lot of them in this area. Every year we build a path through, but by the end of summer it's all overgrown.
Well, I don't want to break them, especially if they're going to turn into flowers.
I think it's okay if a few branches break off, but yeah, I don't want to cut them down to make a path. How thick are your pants?
As a matter of fact, quite sturdy. I met a guy. You might be onto something here.
There are spots of dirt big enough for you to step on, but some thorns might graze your legs. I don't want you to get hurt on my behalf.
I can wrap my cloak and blanket around my legs for extra protection.
Plus, you could use the flat of your sword to keep some branches away, too.
Oh, great idea! Just hang on tight, though. This would be a terrible place for you to fall.
Oh, you got it. This gnome is not going anywhere.
Careful step by careful step, we slowly move through the briar patch. Thankfully, the trees above have shielded the area from the snow, so we can see the thorny branches we're trying to avoid. Nolan meticulously maintains his balance on my back to ensure that neither he nor I topple over. At one point, my sword slips and a branch thwacks onto my leg, but, thankfully, doesn't poke through the layers of cloth on them. We're going mostly straight, but it still feels like a maze weaving in and out of the thorn bushes. After a while, we reach the other side.
You did it!
We did it!
High five!
Where to next?
That way. We've got to cross, a river.
A river?
It's frozen over, but I don't know how thick it is. That might make it more dangerous.
You're pretty light. I bet you could just walk across.
Now, it's not me I'm worried about.
Well, maybe there's a tree I can climb on. Or we can find a narrow part of the river and I can jump across. Or
you could crawl across.
What?
If you spread yourself across the ice, you're less likely to break it.
Really?
Yes. My mom taught me when I was young, just in case I wandered out in winter. Oh, She always knew I wasn't like the others.
My parents just told me to stay off the thin ice. I guess they knew that if I knew, well, I'd probably try it. I just want to see things for myself, you know?
Oh, I know. But if there is a tree, let's try that first.
There wasn't a tree, or a thin part of the river, or rocks to jump on, a log to walk across, or a patch of thick and dependable ice. That left our final option. I'm not going to lie, I was kind of excited to test it out. Nolan hopped down and walked across it first, tapping the ice to find the optimal path for me to cross. He told me that even when the rains come in the spring, the river isn't very strong. If I were to fall in, I just needed to stay calm and swim out. I had already tossed in my cloak so that I'd have something dry if that happened. But I felt my chances were pretty good. I got on all fours and slowly but surely crawled across, Nolan cheering me on from the sidelines. The ice cracked slightly, but didn't break, and I made it across the top of the icy river fully dry. It worked!
Oh, praise the plants. I mean, I knew it would.
I knew you knew.
We gnomes are good at knowing. What can I say?
Can you hand me my cloak?
Sure thing.
Where next?
Over that hill. It may be our hardest challenge yet.
Ah, we got this.
You got this. I'm not sure about myself.
Well, we can find out together. I have faith. Once Nolan is back on my back, we head over the hill. At the top of it, I see a flat plain of snow. Shaded by the other hills, the snow has piled up. And it looks deep. Probably too deep for me to cross. Certainly too deep for Nolan.
We need to get through that.
Definitely a challenge. I don't suppose you've got a shovel?
Nope. Even so, it'd be tiny.
And that is a lot of snow. If only we could crawl on top of it, like the river.
Yeah, that would be... Wait! I think you're onto something! Hang on, is the snow deep here? I'm going to jump down.
No, I think it's... Fine.
Do you see any sticks on the ground? Oh, here's some. I don't suppose you have twine, or string, or thread or something?
I've got string.
Perfect. Yes. Okay. I'm not sure if this is going to work, but I want to try it. You know how if you spread yourself out on ice, it's less likely to break?
Well, now I do.
What if you spread out on snow, but like, with big shoes?
Big shoes?
Long, flat shoes. Give me a minute.
Nolan starts weaving and tying the sticks together to form what looks like a small raft. It's twice as long and maybe three times as wide as his foot. I'm not sure how it's a shoe, but he soon starts on making a matching raft. I gather some more sticks for him, pulling a few off of branches he can't quite reach. And once his small rafts are completed, he ties them to his shoes and looks up triumphantly.
All right. I present snowshoes. In theory, these should keep me from falling through the snow.
Just like the ice.
Just like the ice. Can you watch me as I walk down the hill? If I fall in, I expect a rescue.
You'll get a rescue. But are you sure the sticks won't break?
Oh, not with this weave. It's similar to what I do when grafting branches, and those don't budge.
I'll take your word for it. Be careful. Nolan takes a few cautious steps, and the sticks hold. He takes a few more, this time confidently. When nothing breaks, he shuffles down the hill and out on top of the snow. He doesn't fall through. It's like he weighs nothing. The snow holds up below him, and after walking for a minute or two, I see him jump excitedly. The sound doesn't carry, but he seems to shout something as he turns back and runs to meet me. Surprisingly, his snowshoes hold for this as well. They must be really sturdy.
I saw it! I saw it!
What?
I saw the lucky garden gnome!
Oh, that's wonderful!
It was everything I'd hoped for.
Does that mean you're lucky now?
I think so. My shoes worked.
But they worked before... Never mind. Congratulations, Nolan.
And I think I figured out how to help my family.
How is that?
With these!
The snowshoes?
Well, if they can go outside without falling in the snow, we can get more food. Fish by the river and gather foxberries and maybe even roast pine cones.
Oh yes!
And I've already thought of about 5 ways to make them better. I can't wait to do this properly. Thank you for adventuring with me, Ryan. I would never have made it this far without your help.
Anytime. And I'm not leaving you here either. Even with your fancy new shoes, I still want to be sure you make it back home.
Well, I'm certainly not leaving you here either. You deserve a roaring fire and a hot meal, and I'm going to make sure you get it.
Can I meet your squirrels?
Of course, come on!
We make our way back, taking an easier route this time, thankfully. Nolan continues to test his new snowshoes. We have to stop a few times to retie them in a few places, but beyond that, they work like a charm. Nolan seems very pleased with his creation, and I'm definitely impressed. I might have to ask him to make me a pair before we part ways. I wonder how big the rafts would need to be for Ryan-sized snowshoes. I ponder this until we approach Nolan's home, and another question comes to mind. Hey, Nolan. How did you know where to go? To find the lucky garden gnome statue?
Oh, that's easy! When you search for it, you have to take the path you least want to take. Otherwise, you'll never find it. That's why most people don't try. They're too scared.
Were you scared?
Well, little bit, kind of, but, I had you to help me. Everything's better with a friend.
I agree.
Nolan, you're all right. We were so worried about you.
Noni, you were?
Of course. Nico found the note you left on your desk, and everyone's been fretting since. We thought you were out there all alone.
No, it's okay. I met Ryan. They helped me find the statue.
You found it? That's amazing. I can't think of a gnome who's ever done that in the middle of winter. I knew you were special.
I might have found a way for us to go out in the snow without falling in as well.
Incredible. You'll have to tell me more. But first, come in. Come in, get out of the cold. Ryan, our foyer is large enough if you'd like to join us.
I'd love that. Thank you.
I've got piping hot vegetable soup for both of you.
We head inside, shaking the snow off our clothes at the entryway. I have to slouch to keep my head from hitting the ceiling, but beyond that, it's quite roomy for a gnome's home. Nolan tells Noni all about our adventure as she serves us both soup. After spending all that time in the cold, it warms me up inside and out. As soon as Nolan's squirrels hear the slurping of soup, they come running, and I get to meet them all. Noni produces tiny bowls for them too, making this the most adorable dinner I've ever had. It's a wonderful end to a wonderful day. When we're done with our meal, Nolan walks me to the inn. All his beds are gnome or squirrel-sized, or else he'd have me stay. But he does promise me a pair of snowshoes once he's perfected the design, and I happily accept. I can't wait. I had no idea being an adventurer meant you would need so many different kinds of footwear, but I'm glad I keep finding people who help me out. Maybe next I'll start collecting hats. Thank you for side questing with us. This episode, like nobody else, was written and produced by Tal Minear. Nolan was voiced by Brad Colebrook. Noni was voiced by Hannah Wright. The voice of Ryan was Tal Minear. A big thanks to Ali Maria, Ilya, Jesse, Sarah, and Spencer for supporting this episode. Also thanks to Nolan and Nico for letting me steal their names.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to 2 kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.